Okay, we're continuing in the Bilvavi. We're on the top of page Resh Samach Beis, the third line from the top in chapter 25. And the Tzaddik is discussing the difference between first man before the sin and after the sin. And the primary difference is, who is the I? The internal person that has the real wants. And then there's the external part of the person that wants, but not as strongly as what the internal part of the person wants. And therefore, first man, before he sinned, he really wanted to be close to Hashem. He wanted all that was good. He understood what good was. He understood what bad was. And he chose, and he wanted good over evil. However, outside, there was a nagging housewife of a Yetzer Hara who wanted to convince him that maybe a little bit of bad is also good. And subsequently, he fell to that. After he fell to that, then the inner working of the person really identifies with the Ra that exists, and he really has feelings that, you know, I really would like to do what is Ra. And then the wanting to be good is only the external to the person. He's still in the middle, so we have to continue reading till he finishes the full point over here. But as we've already said from Rav Dessler, you have to be very careful to watch the statements that you make to recognize which statements are coming from the real you and which ones coming from the external you. Now, of course, at this point, you're getting a little bit troubled over the fact that, oh, so the real me is the Yetzer Hara. That's very disconcerting. So we'll have to discuss that still. There's much more to talk about in that area. But basically, before the sin, the I statements of the person were good statements. Adam Arishan said, I want to be close to Hashem. I want to do Avodas Hashem. I want to daven. But there is an outside voice nagging, but you'd also want a little bit, have a little bit of freedom, don't you? Want a little independence, don't you? Which he kind of sneaks in. It's not so bad to want that, right? But after the sin, the I wants are not very good things. So, you say things like this. Yes, Rabbi, I understand, you know, you can give an impassioned speech about tefillah for an hour. So a person say, yes, Rabbi, it'd be nice to daven, but I want to sleep. Right? So that's the Yetzer Hara. I want to sleep. It would be nice to daven. Not after the speech. Oh, now I want to daven. I hear it is a virtuous thing to daven. A tzaddik would daven. But I want to sleep. I'm not such a tzaddik. You know, those are the lines. When somebody says, go over and apologize to somebody. I'm not such a tzaddik. I can't do that. You know, a tzaddik could do that. It'll be very virtuous. But I'm not a tzaddik. I wish I was a tzaddik. But I'm not a tzaddik. Right? So that's the difference, because the Yetzer Hara is very firmly implanted within ourselves. Okay, don't give up hope. There's a whole long avoid over here. But let's continue, okay? Resh Samach Beis, the third line from the top. Hevdel said, this difference, bein lifnei achet la'achra achet, of who the human being is before and after the sin, hu yisode va'amuk admod, it's very fundamental and deep. Lahotzi adam mimakom harbe yoser kasha milahamido bimakom mashalo yotza. To get a person out of a place is a lot harder than preventing him from putting in a place where he shouldn't go. In other words, it's easier not to fall into a trap than it is to get out of a trap. And once you're in trouble, it's harder to get out of trouble. Heichan shenimtza adam, where a person is found, sham makom akvishal, that's where he's established, that's where he's entrenched. V'kayim koshi gadol b'nisayin lotziyem isham, and a person is in a very difficult, testy situation to be able to get out of that spot. Imadam nimtza b'tzel hara, if a person is found in the shadow of evil, to get him out of that spot is very difficult. And on the other hand, similarly, if a person is found in the shadow of good, and you want to get him into the bad, it's also very hard to do. The status quo is a hard one to shake. Nimtza comes out, Shim ikra maimin shel adam hu betov. If the main station of a person is in the world of good, vavodas hayetzahar lo tzi yamei tov, and the work of the yetzahar would be to get him out of the good. Yeshul yetzahar avodakash, yetzahar's got a really tough job. And the yetzahar did have a tough job to get Adam Rishon, to go out of that world of tov into the world of ra. It was a very hard job, and he had to throw everything he could to make it happen. The ilu liyetzer hatov, and on the other hand, the yetzer hatov's job, yachasis avodakal, its relationship to keep the person in the good spot is a relatively easier job. Why? Kiven shehechen shadam nimtza yoyser benochel yishar shom v'yosher kosh yotzer shom. Because where the person is found, it's much easier to keep him there, and much harder to get him out of there. V'zeha yamami adam rishon v'nei chet. That was the situation first man before the chet. Okay, I don't want to get into why did he sin if it was so easy to stay. I don't want to get into that right now. La'achar ha'chei, but after the sin, that's what we have to be more concerned with. Keshe huchnas ha'odam b'mahalach shel yetzer lev ha'odam ra bine'urav, as the person has now entered the pathway, as the Torah writes, that the inclination of the heart of man is evil from his youth. So now, ikra mamet shlohu b'taruv v'shol ra v'tov. His main situation in life, his station in life, is this great mixture of good and evil. U'b'matzav zeh avodas yetzahara kala yosha. And in such a situation, the yetzahara's job is much easier. V'avodas ha'yetzar tov kasher yosher. And the work of the yetzar tov is much harder. Okay, so now, at this point of the game, you can get very depressed. So now he says a very interesting concept that is not so expressly written in other svarim. So you figure out we're all got a very hard job to do. We do to a great extent. But lamita shel davar, but the truth of the matter is, shnei matzavim elu shel adam arishon lifnei achet v'acharei achet, these two situations of first man before the sin and first man after the sin, they lie buried inside each and every one of us. In other words, you know, we have the option to live our lives like first man before the sin or first man after the sin. Ein elu diburim rak al ma shehoyo. We're not just talking about what the past is. El gam al ma shekoyra kayyim etzlenu b'kluchas ha-nefesh. But something that's happening right now with the very powers of our soul. So this is a big, Mesil Sharm does not say this expressly in Derech Hashem, but what he's saying is, you know, this whole idea that, you know, what man was before he sinned, what man was after sin, okay, now we're stuck with after the sin, so that's, we're resigned to that fact all our lives. So he's saying that's not true. It's not true. And he's going to show you in the next few pages how that doesn't have to be that way. Really, we have a choice as to what station we want to live in. So you're right. Generally speaking, we all are coming into this world in the zone of the Yetzirah, and we're going to have to try to get out of it. But you're not destined to have to stay that way your whole life, in the zone of Ra. And you, as he will elaborate on shortly, our avoda will be is to get us out of the Adam Arishon after the sin mode and put ourselves into the Adam Arishon before the sin. Now, not in its entirely. We're not going to become Adam Arishons with his mentality and his capabilities and his understanding and his wisdom. His wisdom stretched from one end of the world to the next. I mean, that ain't going to happen. Adam Arishon before the sin wasn't supposed to die. Although, you have some who touched onto that level, like an Elio Anovi, who never died. Alright, he was able to totally get it back there. But in so far as our day-to-day avodas Hashem, right, you know, we can do this. So let's see how he explains this. He explains this very clearly. There's two different chazals. So, number one, he says like this, tzadikim, The Chazal say, Tzadikim, the righteous people, Libam Birishusam, their hearts are in their control. Tzadikim control their hearts. Their hearts have no control over them. They control their hearts. That's what Chazal say. Heim Sholtim al Hakol, they control everything. Klomar, meaning to say, Mamidim etz atzvam b'mahalach shem nimtsoim b'ikarim b'olam shkulatov. They put themselves in a situation and a pathway where they find themselves primarily in the world that is totally good. V'yesh nof mesuyam hanota letzad hara v'tzorach lachzir lemutov. And there is a certain nof. A nof, literally in Hebrew, means the shade of a tree. Meaning it's beyond the base of the tree, it's beyond the primary part of the tree. So there is a little bit of a side to the evil, and he's got to get that to the good side. And the wicked people, libam ein birshusam, they're not in control of their hearts. Who birshusa shal yetzahara? You are under the control of the yetzahara. Yesam avoda al kol pisas ratzon mirtzona halev shalahem. And they have an avoda that every part of their desires that are in their heart, we lachem, they got to fight with it, ulach zero, and to return it olam atov to the world of good. So they got a very difficult task. So a person who's the Rasha, he's totally in the world of Ra. The Tzaddik, he's almost entirely in the world of Tov. He's almost entirely in the world of Tov. And the Tov is primary, the Tov is the I statements. Can imagine to hear Rav Yashiv say, you know, I want to sleep in, I want to be lazy. I want to sleep in. I don't want to go to shul. It's not pshayach. I want to talk Lashon Hara. It doesn't come out of his mouth. He only wants to do good. The Yetzer would have to work so hard to get him to trip on an Avera. And Rav Yashiv, like any other human being, will make an Avera from time to time, which is more of a mistake of an Avera versus a premeditated and pre-planned Avera, right? He doesn't say, okay, I'm going to watch a television show and I'm going to, you know, be careful not to look at the commercials. He won't do that at all, but the Yetzer is going to try very hard. He has to work very hard to get him to do an Avera, and he could do it in a way that Rav Yashiv wouldn't even know he was doing an Avera, right? That's the only way. That's the only way he can get him. But he knows he doesn't have him in his hands. Well, most of us, he's got us right in his hands where he wants us. Any little thing, we do an Avera without question. You know, and if we don't want to, we got to fight it so hard to not talk Lashon, to come to shul. It's just incredible. So that's the reverse. Okay. Now, again, so now he has to get more detailed as to how this is happening. Devarain, you got to be patient with this. This it's a lot over here till he finally gets to the nakuda the goal here. Top of Reish Sama Kimmel. Devarainu Eila Matbilim Lahavchanas Nasham of Guf. The words we're speaking about parallel these aspects of the soul and the body. Hanishama, what's the neshama? Ritzon Elasis Ritzon Kerner. The neshama deep down wants to do the will of the Creator. Mash Enkein Haguf. Rotze Ritzonos Atzmim Chomriyim. The body wants its own independence, its own physical, gross physical desires. Adam Arishon Kodem Achet, first man before the sin, Nishmasa Haisa Begilu Yetzlo. His neshama was totally revealed to him in ways that were incredible. He knew for sure he was in touch with his neshama 100%. And therefore, that was the world he related to. The neshama is the world of giving, the world of tov. And you totally were on that frequency of that neshama. And the body was an external nudge that was meant to be, you know, just not listened to. Masha ein kein la'acharchei, but on the other hand, after the sin, gili nishmasa holach v'huktan, the revelation of the soul went away and became smaller. And that's what the idea of the light that's been now put in a box, and you don't sense its illuminative powers. V'gufa hu hu shikibo gili, and the body is what received the revelation, and now Adam Rishon felt that his body was who he was, and that's why instantly afterwards he felt he had to cover it. Because that, all of a sudden, there came shame over him. So where do you view, what do you view as your primary mailing address? Your neshama or your body? And that was the difference that happened. Now, avodas ha'adam hi. Now what becomes our job? I gotta read more. I can't even begin to answer questions. There's nothing to answer. There's nothing been explained yet. Avodas ha'adam hi. The service of a person is eifo. Lotseis min haguf velachsar l'nishmaso. Is to leave his body and get back into his neshama. V'hi-hi gufa ha-yitziya me'olam shel ra lo'olam shel tov. And this is the primary point of leaving the world of evil and going into the world of good. Me'ched adam ha-rishon lifnei ha-ched. To leave yourself from the world of after the sin of adam rishon to the world of before the ched. Tzadikim libam b'rishusam. The tzaddik's heart is in his control. Why? Mipnei shenishmasa me'ira v'shalatasasam. Because their souls are illuminating and controlling them. Masha'en kein v'shayim. On the other hand, the wicked people, libo me'ina v'shusam. They're not in control of their hearts. Mipnei shaguv shalabahem, because the body controls them. And remember, the heart is the seat of the neshama. So now, is your heart in control or not in control? This is the service of a person every day of his life. To leave his body and to enter his neshama. It doesn't mean to leave it totally. Obviously, you're going to have to eat and you have to take care of your body. But meaning to leave, in other words, what do you identify with who you are? That's what he's saying. And therefore, he comes back to his first situation. Like Adam Rishon before the Chet. Nimtza comes out. The whole avod of a person is to get himself back to the situation before the sin. What he means to say is to identify the essence of who I am as totally good. And that the I wants to do good. And the Yetzirah, okay, he's on the outside. He's on the outside. But what's your, so first man, he understood. My essence is the identification with the neshama that's in me. Remember, there's three parts here really. There's the body, there's the soul, and there's the I. Right? Elokai, neshama, shenasato, bi. God, the soul that you gave to me. So if you gave it to me, if you gave me a soul, then I am not a soul. I am not a soul. I am, what have we said many times, the chooser. I'm the chooser. So now, I choose to, you know, like a guy says, listen, do you want to live, I'll give you an option. You can live in Mea Shearim, or you can live in Greenwich Village. Right? It's going to make a big difference where you live in life as to what you're going to do. Right? So I choose to live in Mea Shearim. Okay, that's where I feel comfortable. That's where I associate. That's what I want to associate. I want to relate to these kinds of people. And you can want to relate to people shooting up dope in Greenwich Village. Right? And I want to relate to that. Now, when you put yourself in that spot, that's where you're going to be. And that's how you're going to live your life. So now you have to, so Adam Arishon, he understood, it was so clear. He had an unbelievable neshama. Hashem put him in the situation. I'm putting you in a situation where you were from the beginning identified with your neshama. You have total identification with the neshama. You know you got a body, and you realize that's not my main address. I got to deal with it. I'm in this world, but it's not the essence of what I want to be or what I'm focused on. I have a body. The body happens to be the physical. Address that I'm at, but the spiritual address is in the neshama, and that's the zone I want to be in. I want to be in the spiritual world. That's where my primary focus is. I look at everything through those lenses, but I can't deny the fact that I have a body, and the body is there to protect me from physical elements. It has to be taken care of. It has to be fed. It has to be, in terms of if I don't have a body, I can't have an neshama in this world either. An neshama cannot live on planet Earth if it doesn't reside physically in a body. but spiritually. So the question is, where do you find your primary level of existence? In the in the spiritual address that is in this world, or the physical address that's in this world? So I don't really understand that. I exist in the spiritual address, and I take care of the body to the degree that it has to be taken care of in order to keep a neshama alive in this world, and not a drop more. And that, and how do I, Hashem tells me what I do with the body. Exactly what Hashem tells me, do with the body. Finished. He says, I eat different fruits in the garden, I eat different fruits in the garden. He tells me not to eat this fruit, I don't eat this fruit. Finished. The Yetzer Hara's trick was to get him to make that mistake and do something more for the body. And he had to throw everything out there. And Adam Rishon fell, and therefore all of a sudden he realized that my main focus now has become the goof and has not become the neshama. So therefore, we now, as the descendants of Adam Rishon, we come into this world with a much stronger identification with our body. Almost total identification with our body. And epis, there's something about neshama over here. So now the lifelong job is to get yourself out of one zone and put yourself into the other zone, which is, he's telling in advance, is the most difficult task imaginable. Because the zone of the physical appears to be real, and the zone of the spiritual, you know, I have a muna that's there, and I don't feel it, and it's not really that real to me. Okay, so it becomes the outside voice that's trying to get in. And we have to slowly, over the period of the years of our life, have to realize that I've got it all wrong. And that the body is not the real address. And the neshama is the real address, and I have to do the things that show that I identify with that. And you have to, and that's the avoda. And that's a very difficult avoda. And that's getting back to that Marshall he said yesterday, what does the father do with the child who wants to play, but he knows he should learn? You've got to convince the child that the world of learning is the real world. That's the real job, to get him into that world. Once you get him into that world, now you got him. But if he's not in that world, then every day it's a fight. And that's what he's going to discuss in the next few pages. That's why, you know, many Orthodox Jews are miserable. Why are you miserable? Because you really would enjoy to sleep, and you enjoy to eat, and you enjoy all the physical things in life, and you really would want to watch movies you shouldn't watch, and you really would want to talk Lashon Hara. You would really rather sleep in bed. You'd rather not learn. But you got to. So you got to isn't, you know, that's something every day. It's a battle. Right. So it's instead of battling every day, get yourself into, get to the paradigm shift where you really realize that the real me is the neshama. And that the real wants, now how we do that, that's our avoda, that's coming up. But that's the real task at hand that has to happen. Okay. Now it's interesting, they tell a story with Rebbe Elimelech and his brother Reb Zusha. Now Kabbalistically, we are all part of Adam Rishon's first chait. Whatever that means exactly. Because Adam Rishon was all of humanity. Each and every one of us comes from Adam Rishon. There was a little bit of each and every one of us that was there in the chait, as it were. Our essence was all part of accepting the free will choice of Adam Rishon to sin. And more than that, you know, Kabbalistically, you know, each and every one of us was a different part of his body. Different part of his mind. So Rebbe Elimelech one time asked the Rebbe Reb Zusha, he says, okay, I understand we all were part of that first sin. So Rebbe Elimelech says, and I understand that I must have been part of the Aveira and I helped the Aveira happen. But Zusha, how could you be part of it? You're like Mamash Tzadik. How could you have been part of it? And moreover, we know that we were connected to his hand. So Mamisha, how could we, you know, how did you pick it up, the forbidden fruit, and eat from it? How could that be? So Reb Zusha answers like this. Okay, gotta hear it. He says, listen, I certainly pushed Adam Rishon to eat that from the Eitz Hadas. I was very involved. So you're gonna know why. So he says like this. He says, if I wouldn't have, right, forever the snake would have tempted us with the physical world being the better world. Had Adam Rishon not eaten, right, the whole Yetzer of eating is it's going to make it better. It's going to make it better. Whatever the cheshbon was, now that we can die, now we have an internal Yetzer and the struggle to overcome it and the subsequent victory will be greater, make a Kiddush Hashem. We thought it's going to be so much better. So until you mamish do it, you think it will be better. But now that Adam sinned, and we know that the snake is a dirty, filthy liar, and didn't give us anything good at all. So that was a great benefit of doing the Avera. To know that, you know what? With the best promises he makes, he's full of baloney. So that's why I was involved in it. Still wrong. But at least that's the benefit from it, to realize what kind of a liar it was. So for us, okay, it's a deep fork. It's a deep fork. So silly, but you got to hear it. But now that you saw what nachas did we get from eating from Eitz Hadas? No nachas. So now for us, so we have all kinds of Yetzer Haras, all kinds of temptations. We already know from the first story, whatever it's offering us, and no matter how beautiful it's painting the picture, you know it's 100% bad. Right? And really, really, you don't want it. Right? And that's what we learn from that. That's what we have to learn from that. And that the job of the Yetzer Hara is to make the Avera look so attractive and so pleasing and so amazing. Right? You know, and that's the Yetzer Hara that mamish rationalizes till today why we have to have a TV in our house, because it's mamish important to watch the National Geographics and all these educational things. And in mamish, how can you be a person without having a worldly view of what's going on? Hashem wants to be involved. So how are you going to be makar of the world if you don't know what the world's involved in? Everything. At the end of the day, you know one thing. He wants you to go to hell. And that's all. And only bad is going to come out of it. And what do you mean? What do you mean? How do you know? Go back to Adam Rishon. And go back even every time you've done an aver, you know it's done, you know good. It's done, you know good. So that's part of the avoda. To be able to expose that is going to become part of the avoda. Okay, two more lines, and then we'll begin to take some questions. Divareinu eli yisodim, these are very fundamental points here. We got to understand where the root of the evil is. We have to know what direction we're headed for in our avoda. So the first thing you've got to realize is you cannot trust the I statements that you have. Those many and most of the I statements of who we really are presently, not who we really, really, really are, but who we really are. Why am I saying that? You'll see why I'm using that verbiage. But to realize that the I statements are generally rotten statements. And the I statements are generally selfish statements. And that's what you'll find with many people. It's so hard to get tzedakah out of people. You know, if you need tzedakah, you know, there's levels. You know, okay, have all my needs been addressed? But that's true. That's a Torah. The Torah says you have to take care of yourself first. But the my needs somehow become much larger than what, if God was defining what your needs were, he would probably be needing only half the money, let's say, what my needs are, right? So that those, what I need, that's the Yetzer Hara talking without you realizing it. The Yetzer Hara has convinced you that these are the basic necessities of life, like cable TV. It's like, mom, it's such a basic necessity of life, you cannot live without it. It's like, you know, and all the other electronic mishigasin that we're not going to go into again today. And those are givens, and you have to have this, and you have to have that, and you have to have this, and all these things you have to have. Well, you know, people in Eretz Yisrael wouldn't even dream of these luxuries that are not important. The person in Eretz Yisrael knows, I need to be able to pay the rent on my little one-room dira. That's what I need, you know. As opposed to what he's paying for his rent, we're paying for insurance on the house. Whatever. Okay, paying the gardener, whatever. So that's the real issue. So the real avoda is not to trust ourselves. It's not to trust those I statements. And then we have to work, and that's what the Tzad's going to explain. What do we do to move ourselves out of one world and put ourselves in the other world where the I statements are really the correct I statements. And that becomes a home lavoda of analyzing every thought that you have. That's what he's going to take us into. Anything you think about, you have to analyze it a million times. What is it? And he's going to explain these different levels of thought. Some thoughts are who you really are. It's who you want to be, somewhere in between. Which are the right ones? Which are the wrong ones? To not trust your thinking and to analyze every thought that comes out of your head and to slowly, slowly, slowly develop a paradigm shift of how you think. That is the avoda that we're going to have to work on. That's really what the other Sefer Das Atzmacha is all about. Okay, now we're open for some questions. Thank you for your patience. Sammy, start.
Was Adam a Rasha or a Tzaddik?
You know what? Was Adam a Rasha or a Tzaddik? You know, that's for God to decide.
No, because we say here that Tzaddikim have their heart is perfect. How are we born?
We are all born. We're almost without exception. There's rare exceptions. We're born firmly planted in the world of Ra.
Ra.
Ra. Firmly planted in the world of Ra. The job of chinuch, the job of parents, is to provide the environmental conditions that will enable the child to move from the world of Ra and to go into the world of Tov. But every good-intentioned parent who has a TV in his house automatically is keeping his kid in the world of Ra. If you have a Ra box in your house, the box that just sends out total Ra. There's 1% of Tov, so you'll think it's all Tov. Remember, Sheker has to have a little bit of emes for you to accept it. The Yetzer Hara, the snake, you know, at the end of the day, how to get on through? He says, you know, it's really going to be, I know it's wrong, but there's going to be something amazingly good that's going to come out of it. Amazingly good. You're going to be able to do an avoda that Hashem never thought you could do. To overcome the internal Yetzer Hara is such an avoda that it's better than what Hashem ever planned. Hashem's going to be so proud of you that you did this. You know, it's like Lahavdol, what's going on in Eretz Yisrael today. You know, Omer sending the troops in to get Geshachten. He couldn't care less how many Yidden died going into Gaza. He couldn't give a damn about one single Jew. You know, 100%. He's a Russia Marusha. It is true. Okay. Fine. You can't. He couldn't care less. Only one thing. You're right. It depends for his votes. That's, okay, thank you. Okay, I heard what you said, and I disagree with you. Okay? When you'll give the shear, you'll say it. He is a Russia Marusha. He's a scoundrel. He's a ganef. He's part of that world view that life is worthless. Jewish blood is worthless. Only to the extent that you get reelected. Right? And send them in knowing they're going to die. Knowing they're going to die. Better that Yidden should die. Okay. Fine, good. But he does. So what is it? It's, you know what? It's a lot safer. You take the planes, drop the bombs, and get out. When you don't get into that. I'm that's not the point. I'm not into that. Fine, thank you. Thank you for your opinion. Okay. It's not true.
If Jewish boys die.
Good, it's not true. Okay, fine, that's not the point. That was just a marshal.
But you can't say something that's not MS.
You made your point. You want to say it again? You made the point. Right. Now, what's safer? What's safer? To drop a bomb and not to go into do hand-to-hand combat? Or do hand-to-hand combat? So what happens? We figure, I'll do hand-to-hand combat with the Yetzer Hara. Adam and Rishon thought, you know, it's going to be better if I do hand-to-hand combat. I'll get a better reward. And that was the trick. The HR says, that's the good that's going to come out of me. I, Hashem, said not to eat it. I know he said not to eat it, but there's something even better if I do it. So that's the world of the HR has to show you. So therefore, when he gives you a television, which is 99.9% mamish ra, so he'll put like one or two nice programs, and he says, this is the Tov that's there. And maybe, you know, on some remote level, it's Tov. You know, but even in the Tov, it's not Tov. what it does to your mind and how your processing skills become dulled, even if it's 100% kosher program, just being a passive learner is not a positive way of doing things. But if that's how he gets you to get the television into the house, and then everything you watch just destroys and maintains the ra that's there. Maintains the ra that's there. So the job of the parent is to create the environment that he's totally in tov. Now it's going to be very hard if the parent isn't in the world of tov. Very hard. But if the parent's in the world of tov and they understand it, then they can guide the child into the world of tov. If the parent himself is struggling, it's going to be a struggle with the child. So therefore, our job, getting back to the point, our job is to get us out of the zone of ra. Every child is born selfish, thinking of themselves, narcissistic, totally body orientated, very not soul orientated. And our job as parents is to teach children how to share and how to think of good things and to reward good activities and to show that the bad should not be done, things like that. And they role model it. And slow the child moves. We know, Chazal say, that until the child's 13, he doesn't have a Yetzer Tov at all. So until you're 13, you have a Yetzer Hara. So therefore, you know, obviously, we got to be spending a lot of time, you know, shifting the child into different zones. So when he's 13, he's ready, mamish, to do what he's got to do properly. So that's how we are. You'll have an exception. What's an exception? This week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu. He's an exception. What does it say right in the beginning? It says he was born and they saw he was good. They saw he was good. What do you mean he was good? The light was shining. His face was beaming. A spiritual light. So I understand. So Hashem will bring exceptional people into a door because there's no way the Jews could have gotten out of Mitzrayim by themselves. There's no way the Yidden were so sunk in Ra. There's no way they could get out of it. So what did Hashem have to do? He had to do him a favor. He created one unique individual who has created much more in the world of Tov. Not totally, but almost. Totally, he was a whole different kind of person. Different kind of person. He had so much tov going for him. That's what, from him, now the issue was, could he, Moshe Rabbeinu, from his perspective, shift Klal Yisrael from a ra orientation to a tov orientation? That was avodah. But if we didn't have anybody, we had sung so low, there was nobody in that kind of a zone. I mean, you had certain tzaddikim, you had Amram, etc., etc., but they weren't as tov as Moshe was. Naturally tov. Right? So that, and even Moshe Rabbeinu, even in the world of tov, made averus. Because that was coming from the outside. So Hashem had to bring us Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the great gift of Moshe Rabbeinu. How he was totally, min hamayim mishisihu. From the water he was drawn. And the Maral talks all about how water is chomri, is his physicality, and Moshe is outside of that. He's drawn out of the water. He's beyond physicality. His address is mamish spiritual. So now his job was to elevate Klal Yisrael and move them up and out of the Ra zone to make them worthy of being redeemed. That was the job. But generally speaking, by and large, people born, you're starting in the world of Ra. Now if you know that, that's a good place to know. Now that doesn't mean to say there isn't a world of Tov that can be accessed. As we will see, because truthfully, deep, 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 deep down in every neshama, there is a total ratzon to do the ratzon of Hashem. But that's a job you have to work on to make that become the I statements. We're not suggesting chas v'shalom, like, don't forget, I mean, I don't want you to think we're totally rotten human beings, right? We have a neshama tahira. And that neshama tahira, by definition, is as tov as it can ever be, and every Jew has it. Now, we have a free will choice to choose which world I want to be in. But as we come into the world, our natural inclination is to go and focus on the raw part that is more obvious. And that's the one we identify with. And we come into the world identifying with the raw. And now we have to learn how to get out of identifying with the raw and getting into the tov. Some are born identifying with the tov. Most are born identifying with the raw. So this is not what we're going to call a hopeless task. It's a task that can be, everyone can succeed in this task should they choose to succeed in that task. And that's what the avoda is over here. So the first step, as it were, and that's what we've accomplished to this point. the first step is to know what we're up against, or we're going to lose. And you have to, you know, you're up against the fact that we're in the realm of Ra, we're in the realm of identifying with the evil, and now we need to know where that's coming from, and that event really, and that's not who we really are. Really, 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 we would love to identify with the Tov. That is the deepest essence of who we are. But because of Adam's sin, we're not given that privilege at birth. It doesn't come at birth. At birth, the world, the physical body, is what we think we really are, and that's what we really want to identify with. And now the avoda is the most difficult one that you'll have in your life, is to shift that orientation of what you really want. But we come, so when you say what I want, it becomes a very, something that can be manipulated. And we start in the world wanting body, wanting Ra, and we want to leave this world, you know, identifying with the Neshama and wanting Tov. And that's the avoda that we have.
So what was Adam?
So Adam started in the world of Tov, and he ended with the switch. And then, you know, through his life, he'd have to fight with himself to get him back into the orientation of Tov. How well he succeeded or not, you got to ask the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that. But obviously not well enough to be considered a Yid. Adam HaRisha never made it into the Jewish religion. He never made it into a Yid and does not have those, you know, that which a Yid has. So, and because what he did was so difficult to be able to shift us back into the world of Tov, no one human being could do it. It was such a difficult task, and had not been for the other Sam, we would never be able to do it. The sin was so terrible, it would take Adam trying his best, and Noah trying his best, and then Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Yosef, David. And then to bring us back, that now we have a chance to be that way. Now we have a chance to be that way.